Krishna Book, Canto 11, Jarasandha, Chapter 72, Scene 5. Bhimasena kills Jarasandha with a little help from Krishna. After speaking in this way, King Jarasandha immediately handed a very heavy club to Bhimasena, and Jarasandha himself took up another, and thus all of them went outside the city walls to fight. Bhimasena and King Jarasandha engaged themselves in fighting, and with their respective clubs, which were as strong as thunderbolts, began to strike one another very severely, both of them being eager to fight. They were both expert fighters with clubs, and their techniques of striking one another were so beautiful that they appeared to be two dramatic artists dancing on a stage. When the clubs of Jarasandha and Bhimasena loudly collided, they sounded like the impact of the big tusks of two fighting elephants, or like a thunderbolt in a flashing electrical storm. When two elephants fight together in a sugarcane field, each of them snatches a stick of sugarcane, and by catching it tightly in its trunk, strikes the other. Each elephant heavily strikes its enemy's shoulders, arms, collarbones, chest, thighs, waist, and legs. And in this way, the sticks of sugarcane are smashed. So similarly, all the clubs used by Jarasandha and Bhimasena were broken, and the two enemies prepared to fight with their strong-fisted hands. Jarasandha and Bhimasena were very angry, and they began to smash each other with their fists. The striking of their fists sounded like the striking of iron bars or like the sound of thunderbolts, and they appeared to be like two elephants fighting. Unfortunately, however, neither was able to defeat the other because both were very expert in fighting. Both were of equal strength, and their fighting techniques were also equal. Neither Jarasandha nor Bhimasena became fatigued or defeated in their fighting, although they struck each other continually. At the end of a day's fighting, both lived at night as friends in the palace of Jarasandha, and the next day they would fight again. In this way, 27 days passed in fighting. And on the 28th day, Bhimasena told Krishna, "My dear Krishna, I must frankly admit that I cannot conquer this Jarasandha." Lord Krishna, however, knew the mystery of the birth of Jarasandha. Jarasandha was born in two different parts from two different mothers. And when his father saw that the baby was useless, he threw the two parts into the forest. But they were later found by a black-hearted witch named Jara. Jara managed to join the two parts of the baby from top to bottom. Knowing this, Lord Krishna therefore also knew how to kill Jarasandha. Krishna gave hints to Bhimasena that since Jarasandha was brought to life by joining the two parts of his body, Jarasandha could also be killed by the separation of these two parts. Thus, Lord Krishna transferred his power into the body of Bhimasena, informing him of the device by which Jarasandha could be killed. Lord Krishna then immediately picked up a twig from a tree and, taking it in his hand, bifurcated it. In this way, Krishna hinted to Bhimasena how Jarasandha could be killed. After all, Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is omnipotent. And if Krishna wants to kill someone, no one can save that person. And similarly, if Krishna wants to save someone, no one can kill him. Thus informed by the hints of Lord Krishna, Bhimasena immediately took hold of the legs of Jarasandha and threw him to the ground. When Jarasandha fell to the ground, Bhima immediately pressed one of Jarasandha's legs and took hold of the other leg with his two hands. Catching Jarasandha in this way, Bhimasena tore Jarasandha's body into two, beginning from the anus up to the head. Just as an elephant breaks the branches of a tree into two, so also Bhimasena separated the body of Jarasandha. The audience, standing nearby, saw that the body of Jarasandha was now divided into two halves, so that each one had one leg, one thigh, one testicle, one breast, a half a backbone, and half a chest, one collarbone, one arm, one eye, one ear, and half a face. Thus ends chapter 72, scene 5. Bhimasena kills Jarasandha with a little help from Krishna. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gopinath, Gopinath, Tumi Kripa Parabara, Jivera Karane, Asiya Prapanche, Lila Koile Subistara, Gopinath, 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 Gopinath.